Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
A helicopter that crashed in southeast Alaska during a rescue mission last month has been recovered, the U.S. Coast Guard said Saturday. Associated Press says that the downed Coast Guard helicopter was recovered on Friday and an investigation was ongoing. The MH-60 Jayhawk crashed on Reed Island, about 80 miles east of Sitka, on November 13th. The four air crew members were taken to Seattle for treatment after the crash. They have since been released, said the Coast Guard. The Coast Guard previously described two of the members' injuries as serious. We are grateful our four crew members were released from Harborview Medical Center and are on the road to recovery, Coast Guard Captain Brian McLaughlin, who led recovery efforts, in a statement. We are also incredibly thankful to the many people and organizations who helped us recover the aircraft. Getting the helicopter to where our investigators can better examine the wreckage is the next step in the ongoing investigation. The crash was reported by the fishing vessel that had been the subject of the helicopter search and rescue mission. U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan addresses the Senate on certain investments. For more information, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan, a member of the Senate Armed Services Committee, in remarks on the Senate floor Thursday, asked House Speaker Mike Johnson to ensure legislation is brought up for a vote before the end of January that, at a minimum, would require U.S. financial firms to report foreign investments that could pose a threat to American national security.
This is a huge knowledge gap and an asymmetrical advantage that our biggest adversary right here, Xi Jinping and the Chinese Communist Party, have over us,
said Senator Sullivan while addressing the Senate on Thursday.
We have a lot of financial institutions investing in Chinese companies to make their military stronger.
The request comes after House Financial Services Committee Chairman Representative Patrick McHenry of North Carolina blocked inclusion of the Senate-passed Outbound Investment Transparency Act amendment in the fiscal year 2024 National Defense Authorization Act during conference negotiations. In the House, Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Representative Michael McCaul of Texas has introduced similar legislation. However, McCaul's legislation would also restrict certain investments. On November 20th, Senator Sullivan and Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party Chairman Representative Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin led a bipartisan letter with 41 of their colleagues in the House and Senate urging congressional leaders to ensure that robust language in addressing the threat posed by outbound investments in countries like the People's Republic of China is included in the 2024 National Defense Authorization Act. For more, visit this article at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
The backlog for SNAP has resurged once again, but this time it's putting Kenai Peninsula Food Bank to the test. In an article from the Anchorage Daily News, the backlog began in August 2022 and wasn't fully cleared until September 2023, the state had said. But in the attempts to clear up the old backlog, a new backlog has come into play. The Alaska Division of Public Assistance has once again fallen behind on processing food stamp benefits for thousands of Alaskans. The SNAP application only stays in the system for about 30 days before it expires, but due to the application's timing out, many low-income families cannot get the food stamps they need for survival. We recognize state agencies and have faced unprecedented challenges in the past few years with the COVID pandemic and its aftermath. However, providing timely, accurate SNAP benefits to eligible families in need is a state's fundamental and legal responsibility, said a USDA spokesperson in an email. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top headlines from Tuesday.